Today's Wednesday. A lot of people call it hump day. I call it Wednesday.
Guess what day it is? Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Guess what day it is? It's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I hope you can hear the smile in my voice and you put that into your life today, because we've got a little bit of blue sky and sunshine out there. But hey, you woke up this morning. Isn't that the important thing? Isn't that the important thing? Want to check in with one of my listeners here. Monica, I would assume your insurance company can put a waiver disclaiming any unsafe action pertaining to catching the coronavirus. I don't think it would hold up in court, though. You take a risk when you drive. In 2019, an estimated 38,800 people lost their lives to car crashes, and they pay for insurance for this. Each state has their own requirements. Same with someone's medical insurance. If you look at the odds of contracting the virus, it's very low. Use safe practices. The odds of dying of COVID-19 are 0.0001%. In public practice, safe space, and depending, wear a mask. I expect the public to practice safe space to me, but this is the United States, and I will go where I damn well please. So we put this little thing together here. Let's see. I have a 0.05% chance of catching COVID-19. If I catch it, I have a 99.8% chance of surviving it. That means I have a 0.0001% chance of dying from COVID-19. Or we could have a second Great Depression. Huh. I'll take my chances with COVID-19. Do you have it? Do you care if you have it? People go out sick in public all the time. People get sick and stay home all the time and nurse themselves back to health and get better. Do you want to know what it is? Every time you get a sore throat or a cough or a sneeze or anything out the other end, do you want to know exactly what it is? Should we have testing at home for everything? Why the push for an at-home COVID-19 test? Sample collection. I don't know. Let's find out from the person who may know, and that is Eben Brown from Fox News Radio. Eben, thank you so much for joining us today on the Monica J Show.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
So let's talk about this test. What does it mean to the public?
Well, it means another mode of testing for COVID-19 in a way that would perhaps be logistically easier for really everybody involved. It wouldn't mean that you would have to queue up in your car through a drive-through testing site. It wouldn't mean you'd have to go to an emergency room and physically be in a hospital where there's just tons of God knows how many viruses and bacteria running around. Usually it's not a good place to be when you're sick, and even most healthcare workers would probably tell you that. This way you could receive the test kit at home. It could be sent to you, or you could arrange to pick it up or have someone pick it up for you. You can do the sample collection yourself. You can put the collected specimen into a secure envelope or whatever it is they provide you, a box, and mail it back in, or perhaps maybe bring it to a drop-off point. It would make things easier for the specimen collection process. It would make things a little bit easier on the patient. This method has been devised by LabCorp, and the FDA is now saying they have enough faith in it that it would provide as accurate as a result as they're getting from other tests now. So It is something that needs to be mass-produced to be able to accommodate a wide demand for it, but it'll just be another mode of testing that can be used for the rather important purposes of tracing the spread of the virus.
Yeah, I think if we can get a home sample collection for colon cancer, I think that the coronavirus is kind of a no-brainer. But
there's a lot of home sampling, home collection for a lot of types of lab tests. People who routinely suffer kidney stone issues or other kinds of kidney problems often have to do a extended, urine collection, maybe 24 mm-hmm. to 48 hours. Obviously, you don't do that in a doctor's office. You do that at home, and then you send in a sample to be analyzed. And LabCorp actually does that already, so it's not really out of their purview to come up with an at-home test for something like this, which, by the way, just would involve a special swab to swab, I think, either your throat or your nose.
Eben, has anybody said why this test is so important? We're not seeing the numbers of COVID-19 out there like was predicted. Is there a reason why people need to test?
Well, there's a reason if people feel that they are ill that they might want to be tested. And the reason is that some people may have the symptoms that correspond to this, and they may have underlying medical conditions that put them at more risk for being more ill than the average person would be who might contract COVID-19. And the other thing is that there are many people who may not be able to get to the point where testing is being done. What if it's a senior citizen? What if it's a disabled person who now can't take public transit or perhaps lives too far away to get to a testing site? Or for someone who, under normal circumstances, would be able to drive their car, and now they're very ill and they can't stomach it. This allows them another avenue to be tested. It also allows, again, more tests to go out to the general public to do a better job in tracing. There are plenty of people out there who may be slightly ill, not enough to really be impacted by it, but still could be carrying the virus. They're just not having a big sickness from it, but they still might be a risk to other people because they could infect someone unknowingly. Well, if that person is to get tested, they might have a better idea as to whether or not they are infectious. We just don't know that much about this virus yet to know who really needs certainly to be tested and who doesn't certainly need to be tested. So having an abundance of testing modes and quantity of tests is really only going to benefit everybody as a whole.
Yeah, definitely. Has there been any rumblings or word that this test is going to become mandatory?
I haven't heard anything like that.
All right. That sounds good to me. Eben Brown, Fox News Radio, thank you so much for joining us. And there you have it. It's been approved.
You're welcome. Take care.
An in-home test. You take care as well. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Isn't that something that we just all want to do anyway? Do you want a test? Will you take a test? If you could do it in your own home? My husband and I were talking about that last night. Said, no, I don't care. Same reason I didn't do the 23andMe and all of those other things that collect your DNA. You know, you give a sample like that, you're giving them more than just a sample of if you've got COVID-19. There are a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes right now to change the way we live. What was wrong with the way we lived? There's viruses and germs going on all over the place. They didn't seem so concerned about all this with the homeless population. That's been going on for years and years and years. Didn't worry about fixing that situation. Didn't worry about measles starting up in this country again because, well, of open borders. Non-secured borders, I guess. How do we fix what's broken? You take personal responsibility. Maybe that's what Antifa was doing. Maybe that's why all the masks. Somebody was saying last night on the news, one of these experts, I'm so tired of that word expert. No one is an expert of the unknown. You take your risks every day when you get out of bed. Every single day. He's talking about mandatory masks. Not just now. Always. In public. Always. Do you believe a so-called expert is actually throwing that out there and putting it to the public? How are you going to go into a bank? How are you going to go anywhere and feel safe when everybody's wearing masks? Just a thought. And then they still want to mess with your Second Amendment rights. If everybody's going to be in masks, I say we should all be able to concealed carry, especially if that makes you feel safer. 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Kim this morning. Hi, Kim.
Sorry, out of breath. I'm chasing my dog. We'll play with my dog. I have a question. Isn't Sisalak's wife Chinese? And also, how much of our state is he quietly selling to the Chinese? Those are things I want to know.
Yeah, well, for the past few years, it hasn't been so quiet. Even Sandoval was selling off to the Chinese. Remember all the trips he was taking over there to get the,
yeah,
you know, the tourism trade and all that good stuff? So this has been going on for a while.
Somebody needs to do some investigating.
China knows exactly what they're doing. And that is the takeover. But as far as
manipulation.
Yep. As far as everything else Sisalak is doing, it is for him.
He should be shot and strung and hung.
No, he should not be shot.
Yeah.
We don't know, Kim. We don't do stuff like that. But he should be out of power. And people need to pay more attention. And that's why you should be signing. You should be getting your friends. You should be getting your neighbors. You should be helping us walk the streets, getting signatures to recall this abomination of a governor. I went back and I did see recalls all across the country, especially when it comes to governors. How many have worked? Not many. So let's be the first. Let's make Nevada first by recalling Governor Sisalak. Fightfornevada.com. Sign it today. There's places that you can drive. Get out of the house. You're going stir crazy? What better way to end that stir craziness than get out of the house and go sign that recall petition? Fightfornevada.com, all the locations on there. We'll be back right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
The Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You guys are killing me. You're making me laugh. Oh, geez. Pulled into a gas station and asked for $5 worth of unleaded, and they gave me the tanker. Oh, how about this one? If you're driving alone in your car with a face mask on, stay at home. Especially after this is all over. I mean, seriously, people. I mean, come on. Oh, if you're wandering around your house with a face mask, same thing. Just stay inside. All right, let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Jane this morning. Hi, Jane. Thanks for calling the show.
Good morning, Monica. And I want to give a shout-out to Chrissy. I believe it's Battleborn Arms and Ammo.
Chrissy Scott. And
Chrissy Scott. She called in on Friday and said that she's and her husband have decided that a lawsuit is needed. And I just would really hope that your listenership will encourage her and her husband in that very well thought out decision. I wanted to talk real briefly about what's happening in the state of Nevada while the coronavirus is going on. And again, as you know, I called in and gave you an update a couple of months ago that the state of Nevada had a licensed attorney who is contracted with the state of Nevada and Clark County, and this attorney confessed that adverse parties are tipped off, creating significant safety concerns for protection order applicants. That should be a concern to every gun owner in this state, because someone applying for protection order is not given the same discretions as a criminal who's committed a crime. It's someone who's applied for protection orders, and the person they're applying for the protection order against is tipped off by the courts and told that this application has been submitted. That unfortunately has been going on for many, many years in Clark County Court, the same court that's concealing all of the protection order cases that have been granted by domestically violent gun owners. And so I just wanted to bring that to your attention and update you that in going through an investigation of why this is just happening in domestic violence cases, is we learned that Adam Laxalt lost the state of Nevada's insurance, which was AIG, and he had to pay out, it was about $4 million, and the insurance company had to pay part of that. And so now AIG is saying that state of Nevada has lost their right as an insurer. And I'd really like to know if any of your listenership know who the new state of Nevada insurer is. It's very important that the state of Nevada be insured, because the state of Nevada does things wrong sometimes, and it injures a lot of people.
More so than not. I mean, it's more than people know, and that's the hard part.
Steve Pollock shooting. That if somebody had been able to talk to an authority about his domestic violence, then maybe that would have been prevented. Every resident of the state of Nevada is owed money because of what is happening in these domestic violence cases and the adverse party being tipped off. That should not be happening. There's a judge down in Clark County who said to one of the wives and mothers whose husband and the father of her children was tipped off, Judge Ritchie said, "Well, then go buy a gun." That was his response. You don't want wives and mothers having to take the law into their own hands. Yeah, maybe as a safety issue, they should own a gun anyway. But you know, you don't want to put anybody in that position, yeah, that they have to have a gun because the law is not going to help them out. It's just a sad situation, but we are looking to find out who the new insurer is for the state of Nevada, and maybe because insurers of government entities are very close-knit, and it may be that state of Nevada can't even qualify for insurance now.
You know, I honestly, Jane, I would contact the wonderful people over at Quality of Life Reno, QOL-Reno.org, because they were able to find out a lot of information about the insurers here in Reno and the things that they don't know about what's going on with, all the different contracts with the unions, especially with the fire department and the drug clauses that they have in the union. So they might actually be a good resource for you to find out who the insurer is. And I don't say, why should we have to search so hard for that type of information? It's our money that is, you know, paying for all this stuff. Why do we, as we the people, have to keep going through all this? Jane, thank you so much for all of your knowledge and being able to come on the show and talk about things. Always greatly appreciated. We're going to take a quick Fox News break here, and we will be back with more of your thoughts and questions right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day. You know, we have to start thinking about what we're going to tell our grandchildren and how we're going to embellish, you know, the story of the global crisis of 2020. You know, back when you ask your parents or your grandparents, you know, and they give you that story that, oh, I used to walk to school uphill both ways with no shoes in the snow and I got frostbite. And yeah. So in the future, we might have to put this out that when grandchildren ask about the global crisis of 2020 and how the world was tragically out of toilet paper, I plan to tell them that we had to drag our butts across the grass, uphill, both ways, in the snow. Thank you, Mr. V, for sending me that. Like that, put a smile on my face. But I do want to put this out because, yes, when you send me stuff, I like to talk about what's going on in the community that you feel is worthy of mentioning. You know, you might not have any connection to this, but it's nice to know that we are together. Hi, Monica. I hope you can mention this on your show today. I'd like to thank John and Linda Herzl, owners of Nevada Nosh Food Truck, along with the nonprofit organization who remains nameless in their combined effort in feeding the residents of Carson City. This is the third time Nevada Nosh will be at the Boys and Girls Club in Carson City giving out free, healthy, hot meals in a drive-through for your vehicle fashion. It starts at 5 p.m. today, Wednesday, April 22nd. You pull in your car, and then you're asked how many meals you need. And within minutes, those meals are given to you. What stood out to me was when you say thank you. Linda replies, that's what a community does for one another. And that's what we need to hear. The acts of kindness and support we show one another is what makes a community, our community. Carson City is a great place to live. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. No, Lauren, thank you. I did not know that they were doing that. So unless you send me these little heads up, I don't know. So Lauren, thank you. And thank you to Linda and John with Nevada Nosh Food Truck. That is incredible what you're doing. And thank you to whoever your anonymous nonprofit is as well. I love it when people remain anonymous and they just give and they give and they give, because you know they give it for the right reason. They give it to be honorable, to be part of the community, not looking for acknowledgement. That's true giving. We do live in an awesome place. And we don't have the cases of this deadly disease that they're, well, keep lowering the numbers. They just keep getting lower and lower. Not only the cases of CVD-19, but also the cases were never out there in some places. Why should those areas be forced to be shut down? Losing livelihoods, losing savings, losing everything. You have to wonder what's going on here. This is indeed unprecedented to the point that this is all anybody talks about. Taking over the media so you don't know what's going on. You don't know the bills that are in Congress that are still being talked about. You don't know that Iran is messing around. So thank goodness the president, our president, has given the order to the Navy that, hey, Iran gunboats start getting around our vessels. You take them out. You take them down. Do you think Governor Sisolak is protecting your interests? He's protecting his interests. You know, everything has always been about Clark County, and it will continue to be all about Clark County. And that includes coming back from this complete and utter irresponsible shutdown of the state of Nevada. Hospitals converting parking lots at the cost of millions of dollars when those beds aren't needed. And they're not going to be needed. But $11 million. Where do you think that money is coming from? It's coming from you and me. Where do you think all of the money to pay all of this back is going to come from? Do you think all the billionaires are just stepping up saying, hey, we want to give back? You know, Zuckerberg, Bezos, the Google guy. We have made them billionaires. Bill Gates. Do you think they're just giving the money to the state saying we need to keep everybody safe and keep everybody working? No. They're working behind you for their agenda. So what are you going to do about it? If you're in Elko, if you're in Carson City, if you're in Las Vegas, or if you're right here in Reno, what you can do about it is stand up and let your voice be heard. We're going to be at Rancho San Rafael Park, 11 o'clock, getting started on Saturday. Actually, I'm going to be out there starting at 10, getting things set up. I want you there. Whether you're employed or unemployed, wear a mask and gloves if you want to, or don't. And let people know that you get that they are scamming us. How can you say people are being scammed when people are dying? People die every day. And a lot of people die during flu season because of compromised immune systems, because of compromised heart issues, because of lung issues. This is nothing new. The only thing new about all of this is the complete and utter destruction of our economy. And nobody can say for sure when people are going to be allowed to do what they do. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Bill this morning. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I'm glad I don't live in Nevada. I have lived in Nevada before, but it's obviously what's going on in Nevada and California is totalitarian type attitude. And, it's unbelievable. And people should realize that in this country, you have very, very little freedoms. What really is going on is the first signs of fascism.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Bill, for the call. I've said it. We're already a socialist country. It's just how far we let the level of socialism go. Communism, fascism. Let's check in with Mike in Gardnerville. Hi, Mike.
How are you doing today?
I am doing fabulous.
Look, yeah, it seems like we're probably going to go to war with Iran. I don't think Russia is going to protest too much because they need oil prices higher.
You know,
and we're constantly going there, too. And we've messed with Iran for many, many years. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not great people either, but we've helped overthrow Mohammad Mossadegh in the 50s. We put in the Shah, who was a tyrant. So we helped with Saddam Hussein, our CIA-directed chemical weapon disbursement over the Iranian people. So we're not innocent on this either. They have every reason to be mad at us and not like us.
Exactly.
You know, also. And people need to look at both sides and not just say, oh, they're just bad because whatever reason, because they're Muslim. I don't care if they're Muslim or not. If we did something wrong to somebody, we should admit it, say we're sorry for what we did. You don't mess with us, we're not going to mess with you. You mess with us and we're going to kill you. But I think we're going to go to war because oil prices are way too low. And there's the only country we could go to war with in the Middle East right now that would make the prices go up is Iran.
I agree with that.
You know, Saudi Arabia could do false flag and blow up some of their things. They want to go into Yemen anyhow, and that whole area could blow up.
Well, and people,
and I think Russia would.
And I'm sure you know this, Mike, because, you know, you watch things like this, but the Saudis have been playing us for decades behind the scenes. And if you know, you know what they're doing, but the money, the power that they have, the properties that they own in the United States, I would not put I wouldn't put it past them to get the ball rolling.
Well, look at 9/11. If you believe the official story, 15 of the 19 were Saudi Arabian, but we bombed Afghanistan.
Yeah.
In Iraq. We should have bombed Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And look how they treat women. Homosexuals, everything is horrible. They're just horrible people over there.
But the LGBT community would rather complain about Trump and this country rather than countries that actually, you know, throw homosexuals off buildings and just flat out kill them. You know, they'd much rather complain about the people here.
They stone women. It's just horrible. Any kind of atrocity they'll do over there, and they don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
So, and I think women can finally drive, but you have to have permission from your husband.
Well, and I think it's a little bit stricter than that. Somebody has to be with you, or you have to have a chaperone still. So, but you know what? Let them be their country. Let them make their rules. Like you said, if you hurt us, we'll hurt you. Let's just back away. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Peter. Hi, Peter.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You want to talk about Nevada beaches?
Well, my beach, Nevada Beach itself, which is at the end of Elks Point Road in Zephyr Cove.
Uh-huh.
Do you know where that is? It's towards State Line. Anyway, it's a big, huge beach. And when I moved here 35 years ago, the beach was wide open year-round. Well, about 10 years ago, they put a gate on it. So that means you had to park outside of the beach on the road and then walk down through the trails. Well, now they got a cop car in front of the gate. So you can't even park on the street and go down to the beach. I think that's wrong.
That is wrong.
I mean, that's my beach.
That is wrong because there's also another beach further up from you that people are going on to. Why is one beach safer than the other? Did I lose you, Peter?
No, I'm still here. I just don't get it. Right. So.
Well,
why am I paying for a police officer when the gate's locked anyway? Okay, it's just not right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because people will park at the gate and they'll go around it. But it's just like Bill said.
No, they don't. They don't park at the gate. They always park along the side of the road. Okay.
Yeah.
And because I go down there all the time, park and then hike down the beach and then, you know, come back. Right. And there's nobody ever at the beach anyway. So in the wintertime, and there's nobody in this town. All the casinos are closed. So there's nobody to go to the beach.
Okay? It's complete and utter totalitarianism. Peter, it's a complete takeover of your everyday lives. And that's why I keep asking people, how far are you going to let it go? We have never seen this for the flu. We didn't see this during 9/11. We didn't see this during any other outbreak of anything in our history, except for the Spanish flu. They did some of this stuff. This is to implement a different way of life for you. An agenda that people you can't, or they want you to think you can't beat, are pushing on this country. Because we don't have lawyers standing up and screaming about your rights. So you better start doing it. Because others aren't looking out for us, even our elected representatives, i.e. one elected representative, Republican representative in the state of Nevada, signing the recall petition. That should disgust you as much as it does me. We'll be back after this quick break and wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
Well, not really right now because we only got 3 minutes left of the show. So it's time for me to wrap up and say God bless you and thank you for joining me today on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Answer today's poll question at 991FMTalk.com. Should RPD Chief Jason Soto be appointed Reno City Manager? Love to hear what you think on that. Yesterday's poll question, is it too early to open up Northern Nevada? 10% of those participating said yes, 43% said no, and, well, the rest pretty much never should have been closed in the first place. Practice just cleanliness. Got this from Randy. On April 21st, I happened to be at the Washoe County Sheriff's Office when a FedEx driver rushed in right past two ladies checking a person's temperature and sanitizing the person's shoes, even the officers entering the building. This driver was wearing his mask to protect himself. However, he don't give a rat's behind about anybody else. I wear a mask when I enter a building because of my age and health. Randy, thank you for sending that. It's a trickle-down effect, people. If you see this happen, then talk to their employers. Say, hey, you need to do better practices. Unlike, you know, Bill de Blasio, who wants everybody to take pictures and, you know, rat on everybody. I don't know, shame them, whatever. Business owners, companies have to be held responsible. It's the right thing to do. You see dirty restaurants? How many times have you been in fast food restaurants and you just see, ugh, and you say, I'm never going to eat there again, and then you go there the next week for convenience or you're craving something. We all have to be held accountable for what we do. And if people are, you know, being inconsiderate like that, then say something. I'm not talking about ratting people out. I'm talking about just being safe. Wash your hands. Yeah. Do all that stuff. But if we don't kind of work it all together, then COVID-19 would only be the start of it. We've been through this before. We'll be through it again. Something else is going to be thrust at us. It's how we react. And it's how we react, especially to elected representatives who are taking away your freedoms. So I hope I see you at Rancho San Rafael Park Saturday, 11 o'clock. Log on to fightfornevada.com to find out more, and let's get Governor Sisolak recalled. He never should have been in there in the first place. Mwah! Love you. Have a safe day.